for power. Check for sound. Get it ready.
It's time for live high school softball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you here this afternoon on WCDO. And boy, what a great day for the MAC Championship softball contest between Afton and Sydney as we come to you live this afternoon from Sydney High School. Both coaches shaking hands at home plate, putting in those final roster changes, roster lineups as we get set for the MAC Championship. Of course, Sydney is the number one seed at 12-0. They've had a great season, and because of that, they get to host the league championship game here today. About 82 degrees, a little breezy, and the sun is shining here in Sydney for this one. Afton is the 3 seed in the MAC Championship bracket, and they upset number 2 Deposit 5-4 to get here. And Sydney took care of 4th-seeded Bainbridge Guilford by a score of 6-2 in order to host today's championship game. So we get set, and of course, thanks for joining us, as always, on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. That service is courtesy of SFCU. I know we have many listeners who are from out of the area listening in to friends, family, grandparents. Great to have you here. So, of course, Sydney will be in the field first. They're in the white uniforms with the maroon pants, as Connor Decker will take to the rubber here today for the Lady Warriors. Afton is in their red road uniforms, the dark red on the top with the black pants, and we'll get set to go here. Of course, Connor Decker, a junior. The interesting story about Decker is, of course, she went to Afton before transferring to Sydney just last year. So I think this will be an interesting time to see what Connor Decker knows about some of these Afton hitters, some of their tendencies, what they might like to do. And on the flip side of that, for the Lady Crimson Knights of Afton, they, of course, are going to know a lot of maybe some of those trick pitches that Connor Decker might try to throw here today. So they will have a read on her tendencies, I guess you could say. Tanya Hatton, a senior for Afton, will be throwing today. And she was the winning pitcher in that victory over Deposit on the road earlier this week, 5-4. That was a game Afton led 4-0 in that contest before Deposit made a little late-inning run. But Afton was able to hold on by a score of 5-4. So we're all set for the first pitch here. Again, the new turf field in Sydney, it's been great. You know, we had such a harsh winter that a lot of different schools had trouble with their fields. And not Sydney with his new turf field. The weather really didn't play too much of a factor here. So here we go. Connor Decker on the mound as we get set, as Afton will be batting first. Decker set for the opening pitch of this MAC softball championship contest. And here's Decker, the first pitch. And that's a strike right down the middle to the senior wearing number 2, Carly Comprost from Afton. So a strike to start things off here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Second pitch coming right down the middle, and another strike here from Decker as she is coming out with 2 hard pitches right down the middle. So no balls and 2 strikes here to Comprost of Afton. Third pitch of this first inning coming. Afton likes to traditionally play small ball. We'll see what they do here today against Decker. And third pitch is outside to the right. And so 1-2 strikes. No score, top of the first inning. Thanks for joining us here today for this MAC Championship softball contest between number 1 Sydney and number 3 Afton in the standings. And here the ball hit to third base, and the throw over to first is low, but a good hop is fielded, and the first out of the afternoon is there as Tom Propst hit one over to third base. Haley Adams was there to make the play, threw it over to Jenna McDonald, who had to scoop it out of the dirt. And now 1 out and no score, top of the first between Sydney and Afton. And Shikari Koss, the second baseman, steps in here for the Lady Crimson Knights. First pitch is high for 1. Koss, one of the experienced veterans, but just a junior wearing number 6 here today for Afton as she steps in. 1 and no strike. Second pitch coming to Koss. That one gets by. We'll have strike 1. So 1-1 count is Koss, looking like she's trying to sneak in maybe a bunt to get the first runner on here for Afton as she steps in. Decker on the rubber with 1 here and no score. The second pitch here is a swing and a miss. And Koss now with 1-2 strikes on her, top of the first inning, and we're scoreless. Connor Decker not afraid to come right after these Afton hitters who are very experienced in this small ball game. Decker steps in, winds up. There's the pitch. That one is high. So a 2-2 count here to Koss. who steps back out for a couple of practice swings on this beautiful day for the MAC Softball Championship here on CDO. 2-2 count and one out against Afton. This one is inside, so we'll have a full count here against Koss. Koss trying to get the first base runner on for Afton this afternoon. Scoreless in the top of the first inning here. Full count coming to Shikari Koss, the junior second baseman for the Lady Crimson Knights. That one right down the middle and a called strike three. Koss was hoping that one was a little outside, but it was right on the edge of that strike zone. So two outs here. Top of the first inning. We're scoreless between Sydney and Afton. As stepping in here is Cassidy Phillips, the first baseman. Now for Afton. So two outs. Top of the first inning. We're scoreless between Sydney and Afton. The pitch from Decker. A nice little sinker there is in for strike one. Boy, that one had some nice movement on it. Started up high before dipping down low. So no balls and one strike here against Cassidy Phillips. Second pitch coming inside. Phillips gets a hit on this one, fouls it off over towards the Afton dugout on that first base line. So an 0-2 count here. Stepping in here is Bailey Sherman, one of the seniors on this team. Cassidy Phillips, the first baseman. Phillips also a senior, as well as Bailey Sherman over on third base. And Sherman fouls this one off. Trying to stay alive here in this first inning. We're scoreless. MAC Softball Championship between the Lady Warriors of Sydney and the Lady Crimson Knights from Afton. And again, a beautiful day here. Crowd really starting to fill in. And thanks for joining us on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Pitch coming from Decker. This one just inside. Brushing Phillips back off the plate. She stayed in the box, but was just able to turn that elbow to get out of the way of the pitch. Decker obviously a little frustrated here. Going for this third out of the first inning. There's two down currently. This one is high to the outside, and now we'll have a full count here for Cassidy Phillips, who has stayed alive. Scoreless between Sydney and Afton, the MAC Softball Championship. Phillips trying to get on base for the first time here, top of the first inning for Afton. Decker steps onto the rubber. Here comes the full count pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Strikes out Cassidy Phillips, and the first three batters go down, and Sydney gets out of the top half of the first inning. It's scoreless between Afton and Sydney. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you here on WCDO. Bottom half of the first inning, we're scoreless between Afton and Sydney in the girls' MAC Softball Championship, as it'll be Tanya Hatton stepping onto the rubber to pitch here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. And our softball coverage today is brought to you by many fine special sponsors that we're going to recognize throughout today's broadcast, including Cohen and Frazier, builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in downtown Sydney, also by SFCU, the Amphenol Corporation, and Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. And the list goes on for our special sponsors. We say thank you to all of them. And we'll be touching base on many of the fine sponsors who make high school sports possible here on CDO to say thank you throughout today's broadcast. So Kaylin Gravel, the junior center fielder, will step in to bat in the bottom half of this first inning here for the Lady Warriors of Sydney. And as I said, the senior, Tanya Hatton, will take the rubber here for Afton. First pitch set, and a ball to the outside here for Gravel. And we saw Gravel, who made pretty much a great play from center field the other night, throwing a Bainbridge-Guilford runner out at home, just a very athletic center fielder and leadoff batter here for head coach Mike Brzezinski. Second pitch there was a ball, so two balls and no strikes here to Gravel from Hatton of Afton. Third pitch is a ball outside, so three balls and no strikes, and Gravel maybe one pitch away from being a first base runner here this afternoon. This pitch right down the middle, swing and a miss there by Gravel. That one had some good dip to it. Again, started high before dipping low as Gravel got around just a touch late on that one. So three balls and one strike to Kalen Gravel here of Sydney. And another swing and a miss here as Hatton burns that one right down. And that will actually be a called third strike there. So one of those balls that I thought maybe was on the outside was actually called a strike. So Gravel goes down for the first time today. And that will bring up Connor Decker. So Hatton gets her first strikeout of the afternoon. Nice job there. And Decker fouls one off down the left field line that she got around just a little early on that first pitch. Well, that was tough to tell on that Gravel strikeout. There were a couple that were just on the corner. And one of those that I thought was the ball called a strike. So Gravel goes down swinging there for Sydney. And now Decker, the pitcher, tried to help out her own cause here. Fouls another one off. This one will actually stay in play, and a out is called here as catching that one for Afton, his first baseman, the senior Cassidy Phillips. And so now two quick outs here for Tanya Hatton. And stepping in will be Jolene Crom for Sydney. This one is high to the outside for Crom. So no strikes, one ball here as she'll step in. Hatton lining up for the second pitch. This one is inside. Crom gets a piece of it, hits it over to second base, and she'll be on for the first hit of the afternoon, Jolene Crom. Excellent play there. Just kind of hit it down by the hands there and got enough to get it past Hatton, as that was one of those plays that she was still kind of in the tail part of her windup there. Got past her. Cross from second, tried to make a play, but Crom able to beat it out. So Sydney has their first base runner with two outs here. Bottom of the first, we're scoreless between Afton and Sydney. Hatton lines up, and this one is a called first strike for Jenna McDonald, who will step in here for Sydney, wearing number 10, the junior first baseman. So no balls and one strike. Second pitch coming. Hit right back to Hatton. She'll throw it over to first base, and that will do it for the first inning as McDonald grounds out there to Hatton. So we're scoreless with one inning in the books here in Sydney between Afton and the Sydney Lady Warriors in the MAC Softball Championship for 2015. I'm Nate Lowe. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here on CDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. You can't lose with a group cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines August 24th. 5-day cruise from New York to Canada. Inside cabin rate just $500 per person. How about a Canyon Country 9-day tour visiting the Grand Canyon as well as Bryce, Zion, and Oak Creek Canyons, plus Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park and more. Includes airfare, deluxe hotels, and 12 meals. Find out more about these awesome group trips from Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop it or call for a flyer. 563-2156. 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here today for WCDO Sports. Top of the second inning of the MAC Girls Softball Championship. We're scoreless between Sydney and Afton as we come to you live from Sydney High School. They're the one seed, so they host here for the 2015 MAC Softball Championship. Bailey Sherman steps to the plate now, the senior third baseman for Afton, and Connor Decker is set to deal again. First pitch, there's a strike just about at the knees. Thought maybe it was a little inside, but a first strike is called here against Bailey Sherman. Second pitch coming from Decker. No balls and one strike. Scoreless here in the top of the second inning. Second pitch is up and to the outside, so a 1-1 count now. Afton unable to get anybody on in the top of the first. Sydney in the bottom was able to get a single from Jolene Crom before Jenna McDonald grounded out to end the inning there. So 1-1 pitch. This one is inside. Looks like a ball to the outside, so two balls and one strike here to Bailey Sherman. We haven't seen Afton try much of their traditional small ball. This one again pitched to the outside, so a 3-1 count. And Decker in trouble of walking, maybe her first batter of the afternoon here. Let's see. She winds up on the rubber. And a 3-1 count. This one is fouled off here by Sherman. So now we'll have a full count against Bailey Sherman, wearing number 8, the third baseman. Again, thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. I know we have many listeners from outside of our Tri-County area here who are joining us this afternoon. Appreciate you joining in. That service is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. So a full count coming here to Bailey Sherman. Connor Decker for Sydney, about to deal the full count pitch. And this one fouled off. No, actually it'll stay in play, but an easy catch there is made by Mackenzie Gravelin for the first out for Afton. So Afton with one down and stepping in to hit now for Afton will be Sam Rogalski, the center fielder, going up against Connor Decker. So a scoreless game, top of the second inning. First pitch is inside, but called a strike. That seems to be the sweet spot here for Decker. As stepping in here again is Rogalski, the center fielder for Afton, in a scoreless championship contest here live from Sydney. Nice crowd on this beautiful day, as we said. About 82 degrees, sunny, maybe a little windy. And here's a slap into left field, and that'll be a base hit there for Rogalski, as she is limited to a single on the play. But Afton will have a base runner for the first time here this afternoon, and Paige Polizzi now will step in with a runner on first base for Afton, and one down, top of the second inning. So a nice play there for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights, slapping one out into left field. So here's Polizzi, stepped into the batter's box, now we'll step back out, and we know traditionally she likes to bunt. So we'll see what happens here, if she might sacrifice the runner over to second. Decker winds up, Polizzi goes for that little pitch bunt there. Kind of a slap bunt technique. Misses on this one, so Decker will look to deal again here. So we're scoreless between Afton and Sydney, top of the second inning. Max softball championship game. Decker looking to deal here. And Polizzi fouls this one off. So this will be two strikes. No balls against Polizzi here with a runner on first base. And one out. Afton maybe looking to sacrifice, as I said, to get this runner over to second base as Polizzi steps in. Decker on the rubber looking for the windup here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. This one right down the middle, a called strike three, and moving the runner over to second, she will be safe as she took the jump right as the ball got to about home plate. So now Afton with a runner on second base in this scoreless game, but there are two outs. So runner on second, top of the second inning here for Afton as they'll look to bring this one home. Here's Amanda Greenwood stepping to the plate for the Lady Crimson Knights. Scoreless contest, two outs, Decker deals, and a strike right down the middle there. Greenwood watches that one right into the catcher's glove. And our catcher today is just a freshman for Sydney, Mackenzie Constable, wearing number 30, does an excellent job behind the plate here for Sydney. Second pitch from Decker to the outside, so a 1-1 count here, and Afton with a runner on second. Can they bring her around? Top of the second inning with two outs in this scoreless contest between Sydney and Afton. Decker ready to deal. This one fouled off up over that Sydney dugout. And so Afton trying to stay alive with a runner on second base. Decker looking to get Sydney out of the top half of the second inning here. So Decker steps in once again, looking to deal here to Greenwood of Afton. Decker with the windup. This pitch is low. Afton is looking to steal, and they will. So they'll have a runner on third as the ball just got past Constable there to the backstop. And so now the Lady Crimson Knights threatening for the first time today as they have a run sitting right down the line there on third base. But there are two outs. Sydney has been in this position. position before. Saw a game a couple of weeks ago where they played Unitego and won that game 2-1 right here in Sydney. And the Lady Spartans would continually get runners to third, but Sydney would find a way out of it. They'll need it one here. Pitch right down the middle, and this will be a ball just a little low. So the count on the play is 2 balls and 3 strikes. So it really is going to come down to this. Runner has to go on contact as Greenwood steps in. Decker to the rubber to deliver. Here's the play. This one is low, and she is on. Walks her. So now runners on first and third, and this will bring up the left fielder, Alex Alford. Alford had a 2-run homer in that 5-4 win over Deposit, and she is really one of the power hitters, and she has runners in scoring position. Well, at least one on third base right now. So it's the top of the second inning. We're scoreless between Afton and Sydney, and Alford will look to step in here for the Lady Crimson Knights. We know she has some power. Got a chance to watch her last week when Afton played Bainbridge Guilford as both teams wrapped up the regular season, and she can really put some pop on the ball. So the outfielders have to be aware here for Sydney. 2 outs, top of the second, we're scoreless, but Afton with a runner on third in the MAC softball championship contest here. And now the Afton runner will advance to second base. And so Greenwood will be standing on second here. So now runner is really in scoring position. Second and third, 2 outs here for Afton. 1 ball and no strikes. Decker deals, and a swing and a miss here by Alford. Just caught her a little inside on the wrists. And now a 1-1 count, and you could tell Alford was looking for a big pop on that one. So top of the second inning, we're scoreless. As Decker for Sydney, the junior pitcher, of course, used to go to Afton. Now wears the Sydney colors. Deals. Alford gets a good hit on this one. And this one will drop, and Afton's going to get their first run of the afternoon, looking for two, and they'll get it. So Alford with a 2-RBI single, and the Lady Crimson Knights take a 2-0 lead here in the top half of this second inning, and a great play there by Alford. 2-RBI single. That one just dropped in front of Sydney center fielder Kaylin Gravel. Looked like maybe she was going to be able to make a play on it, but it was just enough in front of her that she couldn't dive out for that one. So this is a big top half of the second inning here for Afton as they take a 2-0 lead. 2 outs, though, and Alford is on first base. Stepping in will be the pitcher, Tanya Hatton. And so Hatton, looking to lay down a bunch, he shows that, then pulls back, swings, and this one is inside. So this is 1 ball and 1 strike here against Tanya Hatton, with Alford on first, who just completed that 2-RBI single to center field to give Afton a 2-0 lead here in the top half of this second inning. Decker will look to deal on the 1-1. Hatton swing and a miss. That one was low. And then the throw over to first base, but Alford is back in time. So here we are. Hatton is at the plate trying to help her own cause. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And Afton leading 2-0, trying to repeat as MAC champions as they won last year as well. Just a traditional powerhouse here, the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Swing and a miss inside, and that'll do it for the inning, but not before the damage is done for Afton. They lead 2-0 on a single 2-RBI hit to center field by Alex Alford, and the Lady Crimson Knights lead Sydney 2-0. Bottom half of the second inning coming up. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell for WCDO Sports.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. A beautiful sunshiny day here from Sydney High School as we get you set here for the bottom half of the second inning of the girls MAC softball championship. Afton with 2 runs in the top half of the second inning, they lead Sydney 2-0. Sydney, the top seed, Afton, the 3 seed, but they are the defending champions coming in here today. Some other fine sponsors that helped us get this game on the air today, of course, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney, NBT Bank, the Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, also the newly remodeled Unadilla House in downtown Unadilla. Head there for Mother's Day if you can. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center, and Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney. Many local businesses stepping up here, as we will cover softball today and baseball tomorrow here on CDO, and we'll tell you more about our baseball coverage in just a little bit. So we start the bottom half of the second inning, Afton with a 2-0 lead here in the Max Softball Championship Contest. And stepping to the plate now is junior second baseman Mackenzie Gravelin. And the first pitch is a strike against Gravelin. Second pitch is already in there as well, and that will be called for a strike. So Gravelin finds herself in an early hole here against Hatton, who really has a lot of speed here. And now this one is fouled off by Gravelin, so she will stay alive here. As we get set for the bottom half of this second inning, Afton with a 2-0 lead, if you're just joining us. It's the MAC Softball Championship here on CDO. Afton, the defending champions. Sydney hasn't been here in a long time, but they're 12-0 on the season. Another pitch from Hatton is fouled off here by Mackenzie Gravelin. So if she does go down on strike, she's certainly going to make Hatton work for it here for Afton. So an 0-2 count here to Gravelin. And this one is outside. So one ball and two strikes here. Gravelin trying to stay alive. Nice crowd as they continue to trickle in here to the new Sydney Turf Field to watch this 2015 softball championship game. This went right down the middle and called strike three against Gravelin. I think maybe she thought that was going to be a little outside to the left, but instead it's called strike three. So one down here for Afton. So one out and a 2-0 lead here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. And stepping in here will be Taylor Butler, the left fielder, senior wearing number three. Second pitch is low and a ball, so this is going to be a 1-1 count here against Taylor Butler. Butler steps in. Hatton looking to deal from the rubber. This one is inside, but Butler's able to get a piece on it, but the throw over to first is in time. Therefore, Afton, as Bailey Sherman, pinching in from third base, is able to scoop it up off the turf and make the play. So two outs here for Afton and a 2-0 lead. Now stepping in will be Haley Adams, the junior, wearing number five, the third baseman for Sydney. Gets contact, fouls it off down the right field line. So an 0-1 count here against Haley Adams, the third baseman, as the ball works its way back to Hatton after being fouled off. So Afton with a 2-0 lead thanks to Alex Alford, a 2-RBI single with runners on second and third. Second pitch coming here to Haley Adams. She'll foul that one off, so that will be no balls and two strikes. And Sydney, we talked to head coach Mike Brzee before the contest yesterday, so we're going to have to get the bats going early. So far, Sydney has struggled a little bit with that besides Jolene Cromb with a single back in the first. This one again is fouled off here by Adams. So again, Sydney batters making Hatton work, but they haven't really been able to get on base. So an 0-2 count here in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch coming from Hatton, this one to short. Here's Polizzi with the play, and the throw to first is in time, and that'll do it. So we're through two innings here in Sydney. A nice scoop-up play there from the shortstop, Paige Polizzi, throws the runner out at first, and that'll do it for the second inning. It's Afton 2, Sydney nothing. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our streaming today is courtesy of SFCU. We'd like to say hi to Paige Polizzi's grandparents listening down in New Jersey. Thanks for joining us on today's stream on WCDOsports.com. It's so great that family and friends can listen in from outside of the Tri-County listening area. So hello down in New Jersey. Glad you could join us here today. Top of the third inning, and Sydney hosting this championship contest here. The record is 12-0, but right now they're down 2-0 as we start the top of the third inning. And Sydney has just not been able to get the bats going. Afton has had a little bit more success getting two runs there in the top of the second. We'll see what they can do here in the top of the third. And so stepping back in as we get to the top of the order here with Carly Konprost. She had a strikeout in her first at-bat. As we start off the top of the third inning, Afton 2, Sydney nothing, and Konprost is going to take one off the leg here and trot right down to first base. And that pitch was just a little bit inside, really didn't even have a chance to move, but Afton now with no outs will have a runner on, and Shikari Koss, the junior, will step up here in the two spot. She is 0-for-1 so far this afternoon. So Sydney trailing 2-0, and now Afton will look to bunt. They'll get one down. The throw to first is in time, but the sacrifice will move Konprost over to second base. So there's the Afton small ball that we were looking for earlier in the contest as Koss just lays down a perfect bunt. Nice play by Jenna McDonald of Sydney to run right in there and throw it over to first base. But only one out, and now a runner on second base here for Afton. And stepping to the plate will be Cassidy Phillips, who is also 0-for-1 so far on the afternoon. First pitch is fouled off here by Phillips. So Konprost, who's on second, struck out and then was hit by pitch. So she got to first. Koss, who was 0-for-1, takes the sacrifice bunt. And that will bring up Cassidy Phillips, who is 0-for-1. One out here. Top of the third inning. Pitch right down the middle. Nice eye there. High for a ball. This will be one ball and one strike here against Cassidy Phillips, one of the lone seniors on this team. The 1-1 pitch is hit to second base. Crom for Sydney makes the play. They get it to first. They're going to try to get it to third, and they will. A huge double play there for Sydney. They get the out at first. The runner for Afton there, Konprost, tried to sneak from second to third. They pick her off there, and that'll do it for the top half of this third inning. So a nice job by Afton to get a runner on and to sacrifice her over, but they can't get her to third base as Sydney with a strong defensive play there. So we'll take a break. Sydney trailing Afton 2-0 in the 2015 MAC Softball Finals. We'll be right back on CDO.
Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Bottom half of the third inning now. Afton with a 2-0 lead as Sydney will come back up to the plate. They have not been able to get the bats going, but maybe some energy after just making a huge double play off a hit from Afton. Play went to short. Jolene Crown threw it over to first. They got the second out there. And Jenna McDonald was able to toss it back over to third, and they pinched the Afton runner who was trying to sneak from second to third. So a great defensive play by the Lady Warriors, and we'll see if that will pay off to try to get them some momentum. Again, a lot of special sponsors allowing us to have our coverage here today of this MAC Softball Championship game. Just want to say thank you to them. Conan Frazier, builders of Unadilla and Franklin, as well as Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. Of course, Susie's Big Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney. Sydney Federal Credit Union, the Egley Family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, and the Eaton and Griffith Law Office in downtown Sydney as well. Many more sponsors besides that. We'll continue to talk about them throughout the game here as we get set for the bottom half of the third inning, 2015 MAC Softball Championship. Afton leads Sydney 2-0. The Lady Warriors hosting this game undefeated at 12-0 coming in. And Tanya Hatton deals her first pitch for Afton, and this one is fouled off by Lily Hinkley here, the freshman wearing number 9, stepping in for the Lady Warriors. So the 0-1 pitch from Hatton of Afton. This one is inside, and Hinkley just gets out of the way. So a 1-1 count now here in the bottom of the third inning. Afton leads 2-0. 1-1 pitch is high up to the outside. Good eye there by Lily Hinkley. So two balls, one strike. Sydney looking for base runners and looking to get the bats going here in the bottom half of the third. Hinkley with a pop-up. This one back and up over the backstop. So now a 2-2 count here against Hinkley. And she tries to battle here against the senior leadership of the pitcher, Kenya Hatton. Winds up in deals and a strikeout here for Hinkley. As that one was kind of an off-speed pitch and Hinkley went around a little early. So Hinkley with the strikeout. And now Mackenzie Constable, the catcher, will step in for Sydney with one out in the bottom half of the third. This one low and inside, right in between the knees and the ankles there. So a first pitch ball from Hatton here to Constable of Sydney. Afton leading 2-0, bottom half of the third inning. This one right down the middle for a strike and a 1-1 count now against the freshman Mackenzie Constable. So Mike Brzee leaning on some freshmen here to try to get things going in the bottom half of the third. Hinkley with a strikeout. We'll see what Constable can do here. And a ball to the outside here against Constable. And that's two balls and one strike. Constable hanging tough here against Hatton. Sydney at the plate with Constable. This one is fouled off. Looked like it was trailing to the outside, then kind of a cutter that cut in. Constable got a piece of it. That'll bring up a 2-2 count here in the bottom of the third inning. So Hatton winds up right down the middle, and that's a called strike three as Constable was looking. And a strikeout here. So Hatton with two strikeouts at the top of the order, and Kaylin Gravel comes to the plate here for the Lady Warriors. Gravel striking out and her opening at bat of the day. So Hatton will deal with two outs. This one is to the inside. Gravel jumping back for ball one. So Afton now with a 2-0 lead, and you know that Afton really plays pretty much mistake-free softball. And it's going to take a big effort by Sydney to get some base runners on and get them back in the game. So Gravel fouls off that pitch. That'll be one ball and one strike here to Gravel. We know if Gravel can get on, she's the type of player. We know she has that speed, capable of moving over very easy on a bunt or maybe a steal. Two outs, though, and this one is low and in the dirt to the outside. And so Gravel hanging tough. Two balls and one strike here, but two outs. Afton trying to get out of the bottom of this third inning. Of course, a seven-inning game here today. And there's a strike right down the middle there from Hatton. A good pitch. An okay pitch to take there from Gravel. Two balls and two strikes. Gravel striking out in her first at bat. Let's see what she can do here with a 2-2 count. This one to the outside. She checks her swing. Ball is high. We'll have a full count here with three balls and two strikes. So Gravel will step in. Two outs. Big pitch here for Hatton of Afton. The windup, and Gravel smokes this one down the line, and that'll be a fair ball down the right field line. Gravel stretches it into a double. She's going to go for three. Ball back into the infield, and Kaylin Gravel, a big triple there for the Warriors with two outs. And she just got enough to slice that one down the first base line and over the head of the Afton outfield. It actually bounced off the fence on a one hopper. And now Sydney has their first runner in scoring position today, and Connor Decker to the plate here with two outs, trying to drive in Gravel, who is standing on third. And so Hatton looking to deal to her old teammate Connor Decker here, who fouls one off. This one up over the backstop. And so that's an 0-1 count here for Decker. So Decker popped up to first base in her first at-bat of the afternoon. And now she has to be hungry as the pitcher here today, trailing 2-0. And now with a runner on third, Sydney looking to cut into this Afton lead in the bottom of the third inning. So just waiting for a ball to get back to the pitcher here after Decker fouled that one off. Looks like we're set to go again here. Beautiful sunshiny day live from Sydney High School. This one right down the middle, and now an 0-2 count to Decker. She let that one go by. So a runner on third and a golden opportunity here for Connor Decker, the junior pitcher wearing number 21, stands at the plate. Hatton wearing number 9 for Afton, throws it down the middle, and this one is smoked by Decker up off the wall. Sydney's going to get a run. Decker stretches it into two, and a double and an RBI for Connor Decker, and it's 2-1. Boy, that was a big, big play there for Connor Decker. I mean, with two strikes, to have the guts to just put the bat on the ball there, and another nice drive out to right field, again, just far enough to get over the heads of the Afton outfielders out there in right field. That's Amanda Greenwood. She had a good play on the ball, but a big double there. And now Decker is going to be subbed out for Haven Coons, who will step in at second base to pinch run, and Jolene Crom will step to the plate. So it's 2-1 now. The pitch inside really brushing Crom back off the plate. So bottom of the third inning here, and it's Afton 2, Sydney 1, a great game as we expected. One ball and no strikes here to Crom. Second pitch is a ball and low. Crom was able to get on with a single her first time up, and she was really the first time through the order, one of the only Sydney hitters to get on. Two balls and no strikes here to Crom with a runner on second, and Sydney trailing Afton 2-1 in the MAC Championship softball game. And so the count now is 3 balls and no strikes. And so Crom might be looking for a pitch to hit here. This one is high, and Crom will walk. So with 2 outs, Sydney gets a run, and now they have 2 runners on. They have Coons at second, who is pinch running for Decker. And now Crom walks on 4 pitches, and Jenna McDonald will step to the plate here for Sydney. So Hatton, the pitcher for Afton, and the Lady Crimson Knights just trying to stop the damage here and get out of the inning at the bottom of the third. Pitch from Hatton is fouled off there by McDonald, back up off the backstop. So Afton 2, Sydney 1, bottom of the third. No balls and 1 strike here to Jenna McDonald, who's 1-for-1 on the afternoon so far. Steps in to take the pitch. This one is right down the middle, but just a little low, it looks like. So 1 ball and 1 strike here to McDonald, the 1-1 pitch. Getting set here from Hatton as she steps onto the rubber on the new turf field here in Sydney. Here's the pitch. This one will bounce over and down the right field line. They play to first, and this one will be safe. Off the first baseman's glove, Sydney's going to tie this game up, and McDonald's going to go to second. So runners on second and third now for Sydney as they tie the ball game up. Boy, and that was huge. The throw from third base from Bailey Sherman looked like it was going to be in time, and it just tipped off the glove there of Cassidy Phillips, who really was trying to make that extra stretch to get there. Tips off of her glove, and Sydney's able to get a run, and it's 2-2. So a huge play there in the bottom here of this third inning. And Sydney, they were down 2-0. They now tie it up 2-2. Runners on second and third. And the pitch is in for a strike, so 1 ball and 1 strike here to Mackenzie Gravelin, who steps in against Hatton. Crom is on third and McDonald on second. This one is again fouled off here by Gravelin. With runners in scoring position, Sydney looking for their first lead of the afternoon here on their home field. Beautiful weather and a great crowd here for the 2015 MAC Softball Finals. Hatton is in. Here's the pitch inside. So a ball there. 2 balls, 2 strikes here to Gravelin, who's 0-for-1, playing second base, the junior here this afternoon. Boy, this would be big for Sydney if they can get one more run home here. And this one is off the glove of the pitcher, Hatton. The throw to first is not in time. Crom will score, and it's a 3-2 lead now for Sydney. 3 runs in the inning so far. Gravelin with an RBI on the play, and she's now 1-for-2 on the afternoon. And so Afton is going to have a little conference here on the mound with head coach Cindy Bostelman. And if there's a coach in the MAC who can go out there and have some words of advice, it's going to be Coach Bostelman, who has done so much for this Afton program over the years. Numerous state titles and section titles and MAC championships, including last year for this squad. And it doesn't seem to matter what they lose in terms of seniors. They're always building in this program, it seems. They do all the extra little things, trips to Florida, and they start these girls early. But Sydney with a special team this year as well, as you can see, 3 runs there so far in the bottom of this third inning. And Sydney now leads 3-2. Boy, an exciting softball contest so far. As Hatton and the rest of the infield breaks up from their little conference. 2 outs now, Afton just looking to get this final out. As Sydney now will have runners on second and third. McDonald on third and taking second base there is Mackenzie Gravelin moving over after the pitch. This one is high. and called for a strike against Sydney. One ball and one strike. As this is Taylor Butler at the plate here. And this one is hit back to the pitcher. Hatton will throw it over to first, and that'll do it for this first inning. Or excuse me, bottom of the third inning there. Not the first inning anymore, but Sydney causing the damage there, getting three runs in the bottom of the third, and Sydney leads 3-2 over Afton as we get set for the fourth inning of the MAC Softball Championship. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Beautiful afternoon here for softball live from Sydney High School. Nate Law with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Top of the fourth inning of the 2015 MAC Softball Championship. Thanks for joining us here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Number one, Sydney, leading number three, Afton. Those are their seeds after the regular season. And a score of 3-2. Afton jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Casey just joining us. And then Sydney with two outs, a little bit of a rally there in the bottom of the third. They drive home three runs. They now lead 3-2. So Connor Decker back on the mound now for Sydney. Top of the fourth inning. Again, a seven-inning game here today. Keep that in mind, folks, in case you're used to the normal nine-inning contest you might see on TV. And stepping in to hit here is Bailey Sherman for Afton, the senior wearing number 8, the third baseman here for this very experienced infield for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Decker looking to deal here. One ball and one strike, and this one is popped up by Sherman to center field. Can they make a play? No, this will fall, and Afton gets a runner on with Bailey Sherman. That one was just tough. The sun is starting to set here. And if you're an outfielder, it's going to be pretty much directly in your eyes, I'd say, by the next inning. And that pop fly, the color of that ball, it's kind of that neon yellow color. I think it'd be very easy to lose it out there. Gravel came in from center, but could not make the play. So after no outs and one on top of the fourth. Now a swing and a miss at the plate here for the Lady Crimson Knights. Is Decker looking to continue the deal? Decker has four strikeouts so far today for Sydney. And stepping in now for Afton. Count is 0-1. They'll lay down a bunt. And this will be a foul ball on the play here for Amanda Greenwood. As this is what Afton likes to do. You get a runner on first. You try to bunt it down and sacrifice perhaps over to first base. Or as we saw in the last inning, you never know on a fielding play. Maybe a high throw over first or a dropped throw. Or if you're speedy enough, you might get there in time. And so now Paige Felizzi will step in to bat here, as that was called an out there against Afton on that last play. So one out now, a strike here to Felizzi, with Sherman sitting on first and one out. And here is Felizzi stepping in. She is 0-1 so far on the day, looking to perhaps sacrifice Sherman over to second. Felizzi steps out of the box now. Maybe some head games here. Always fun as a batter to try to mess with the pitcher a little bit, take them out of their rhythm. It's a part of the game. Pitch is low here. A nice scoop out of the dirt there by Sydney catcher Mackenzie Constable. Count on the play, one ball and one strike here to Polizzi. So Sherman is on first and one out after that bunting out there against Afton from Greenwood. And Polizzi again tries to bunt here, this one up high over the bat. So one ball and two strikes here to Polizzi with a runner on first and one out for Afton. It's Sydney 3, Afton 2, MAC Softball Championship, top of the fourth inning here from Sydney High School. Decker steps to the rubber. Waiting for the pitch here is Polizzi. And this one is in the dirt. So a 2-2 count here with a runner on first base. It looked like Sherman was thinking about trying to steal second. But again, Constable making several nice plays here in this at-bat, the Sydney catcher, to keep it in front of her. Decker with the 2-2 pitch. This one's to the outside, and now we'll have a full count for Paige Polizzi. The sophomore wearing number 7, the shortstop here for Afton. Full count, and the pitch about to come from Decker with Sherman on first for Afton and Sydney leading 3-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Decker steps in. Now Polizzi again out of the box. Oh, it's a fun game between the batter and the pitcher, that's for sure. So Polizzi will step back in here. A full count. Decker with the windup for Sydney. This one is in. Polizzi, a strike 3. They'll throw back over to first, but Sherman is able to dive headfirst back to the base to get there. But a nice job by Constable to check the runner there. So two outs for Afton here, top of the fourth inning. 3-2 the score. Sherman is on first, and two outs. Decker with another strikeout here. That will give her 5. On the other side, Tanya Hatton has 3, the pitcher here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. So this will be Sam Rogalski, the center fielder, stepping in now. She'll go over and have a word with head coach Cindy Bostelman. Two outs, a runner on first base. That's Bailey Sherman, the senior for Afton, trying to stay loose as she stands over on first base, and will try a little leadoff here. And so Rogalski will step in as she's 1-for-1 so far on the afternoon. Decker looking to deal with two outs. First pitch is high and a ball, so an 0-1 count here from Sydney High School in the MAC Championship for softball again here on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. And also, thanks for joining us on CDOsports.com. And remember, you can stream our games there, of course, as you might be now, but you can also listen to them on demand after they're over. You can go back and listen to any of our football, basketball, soccer, baseball, or softball coverage, and that's all brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Two balls and no strikes here to Rogalski. Two outs with a runner on first for Afton, top of the fourth inning, and it's 3-2. Sydney on top of Afton. The pitch from Decker inside, called a strike. And that one with some good movement there, started low, ended high. Two balls and one strike here to Rogalski, who will step in. Decker looking to deal, trying to keep this Sydney lead now that they have it. They trailed 2-0, but 3 runs in the third inning. That was big for Sydney. Now Rogalski fouls one off down the third base line and out of play. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Decker with 5 strikeouts, looking for her 6th here. Rogalski fighting hard for Afton. Top of the fourth inning, 3-2 the score. Sydney on top of the Lady Crimson Knights. Decker looking to deal here from the rubber, trying to get her 6th strikeout of the afternoon. Here's the pitch from Decker outside, and that'll be a full count. Looked like she was trying to hit that outside corner, and it just drifted a little bit on her here. So a full count with 2 outs, runner on first for Afton, top of the 4th inning. They trail 3-2. Decker again looking for that 6th strikeout. Steps to the rubber. Here's the windup for Decker. This one is popped up and out of play. Foul ball down the right baseline here for Rogalski, the center fielder. Sydney defeating Bainbridge Guilford 6-2 to advance from the semifinals to the finals earlier this week, and Afton upsetting Deposit. Deposit's the number 1 team in the state in New York State Class D, and Afton is ranked 3rd in Class D. And they were able to upset Deposit to get back here to the championship game. This one fouled off by Rogalski, so still a full count. Sydney, classified as a Class C school, just a little bit bigger, they are ranked 5th in the state in the latest New York State rankings. So a lot of good teams that are highly ranked in the states in the MAC this year. And Rogalski fouls off another pitch. So really making Decker work for this one here is Sam Rogalski, the senior. So as I said, Afton in Class D, and they won many championships in Class C over the years. But I would say it was about 10 years ago now they bumped down to Class D, and that's all based on enrollment size. So they bumped down to Class D. They're ranked third in the state right now among Class D schools. Sydney still a C, again, based on enrollment, and they are ranked fifth in the state right now. The only local team that is higher is Section 3's Cooperstown, ranked third right now and undefeated as well. And here's a strike three pitch from Decker. Hits that outside corner, and Sydney gets out of the inning. It's still Sydney 3, Afton 2, bottom of the fourth coming up. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell for CDO Sports.
For less at Empire Toyota.
And right now, get a new 2015 Corolla LE or S, only $159 a month. Or a new 2015 Prius Hybrid, just $169 a month. Or the new 2015 Camry LE or SE, only $179 a month.
Toyota is number one for everyone. Empire Toyota in Oleanza.
Or how about a new 2015 RAV4? Four-wheel drive, only $199 a month. The new 2015 Venza all-wheel drive, only $229 a month. Or the new 2015 Sienna 8-passenger, only $269 a month.
Lease for less at Empire Toyota.
Route 23 Southside, Oleata, and online at EmpireToyota.com. 3-year lease payments exclude tax, tags, $100 dealer fee for qualified buyers until 5/31/15.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Bottom of the fourth inning live from Sydney High School, the MAC Championship softball game. Sydney leads 3-2. In case you're just joining us, Afton had jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but a couple of strong hits, including one from Connor Decker and a triple from Kalen Gravel back in the third inning, has brought Sydney back into the lead 3-2. Great championship game here and a beautiful night for softball here on CDO. Hatton still on the mound here. First pitch is a ball as Sydney again looking for those base runners early on. Hatton's second pitch, and this one is squibbed down the line. Afton will make the play, and the runner is safe at first base. Nice play there as Lily Hinckley is able to get on. Here for Sydney. Excellent play there. She was able to just knock one down the line. Sherman came in, made the play, threw it over to Phillips. It wasn't quite in time, even though Phillips was going for that full stretch. And Sydney, with no outs, gets the first runner on. And now Haley Adams will step to the plate here. Adams will lay down the bunt, sacrificing the runner to second, and she's in. So the runner is on second base now with one out. And so Sydney taking a page out of the Afton book there and laying down the sacrifice bunt. And Sydney with a runner on second base, one out, and they lead 3-2. And Constable now will step in. She is 0-for-1 with a strikeout here. The freshman catcher for Sydney, one out. Hatton looking to deal for Afton. Pitches on the inside. Check swing and the ball here to Constable. So Sydney again with runners in scoring position. With a runner on second base and Constable at the plate. And there's a strike right down the middle. A nice sinker pitch that started low and ended pure right in the middle there for Tanya Hatton. So the 1-1 pitch here to Constable. Swings and fouls one off. So one ball and two strikes here to Constable. And so the bottom of the order here for Sydney, as Gravel is waiting on deck with a runner on second base. Pitch from Hatton is fouled off again by Constable. So one ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning here between Sydney and Afton and the MAC Softball Championship live from Sydney High School. And boy, after the long winter that we had here in central New York, this is a great day to be outside and enjoy it. Hatton with the pitch. This one is inside, and Constable swings and misses, so two outs now. And Sydney still leading 3-2. Kalen Gravel gets 1-for-2. The center fielder, the junior, steps to the plate. She struck out her first time up and then hit a triple with two strikes on her last time. which really started the Sydney rally after they were down 2-0. They now lead 3-2. So Gravel to the plate. Let's one go high for ball one. And Haley Adams standing on second base now for Sydney. Gravel trying to bring her home and add to the Sydney lead. Hatton on the rubber. Pitches one in, and it's low. So it's two balls and no strikes here to Kaylin Gravel, bottom of the fourth inning. Seven-inning game here to decide the MAC championship. Hatton steps off the rubber, throws in for the pitch, and that one is high, just outside of the strike zone. So three balls and one strike to Gravel. And now Gravel might see a pitch to hit here. Let's see what Hatton gives her, if she'll throw her one right down the middle or not. Trying to use that speed. There it is. And there's a strike against Gravel. Good pitch to take, though. See if you might get that walk. So a 3-1 count. And Hatton will look to deal here for Afton. As it's Sydney 3, Afton 2. Hatton with the pitch low, and Gravel will walk. So runners on second and first now. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Connor Decker will step into the batter's box here for Sydney. She's 1-for-2 with an RBI double as her one hit, which again continued that Sydney rally. She tries to help her own cause here, the pitcher, the junior for Sydney. So runners on first and second, two outs. Decker hits one to third base. The play is there, and Afton with some great heads-up defense there will get the out, and that'll do it for the inning. Sherman bobbled it. Looked like she wanted to make the play to first. Instead, turned around and threw it back to Polizzi, who was covering third base, and they get the out. So Afton, very good defense there, gets out of the inning. They trail 3-2. So we'll have the bottom of the fifth inning coming up, or excuse me, top of the fifth inning coming up with Afton coming to bat, and they trail 3-2. We'll be right back. We'll take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Top of the fifth inning here on CDO, 2015 Girls MAC Softball Championship between number one Sydney, number three Afton. We knew it was going to be a great game, and so far it certainly is, as Sydney leads 3-2. We did have a chance here on CDO to sit down and talk with head coach Mike Brzee. If you'd like to hear that interview anytime, you can find it on our Facebook page. You can also find it on our Twitter page, as well as on the WCDOsports.com site. That might be the easiest way to get it. As soon as the site pops up, it'll be right there on the right-hand side of the page, and you can hear head coach Mike Brzee talk about what his team needs to do here today. And one of the things that he said is we need to have good pitching from Connor Decker. We need to have solid defense, and we need to get the bats going. And they eventually got the bats going. He also said they can't give Afton any type of a lead, which they ended up doing here today. It was 2-0, but Sydney able to dig their way out of a hole. But here comes the big hitter for Afton, the junior, number 19, Alex Alford, who is 1-for-1. The left fielder had two RBIs at her first at-bat, and Alford is always a threat to knock one out of the ballpark here, and that would certainly be timely for Afton as we start the top of the fifth inning. So Decker deals to Alford, swing the miss, and she was swinging for the fences there, but Decker's able to sneak one by her. So Sydney 3, Afton 2, and folks, this is the most people I've seen here in Sydney for a ball game so far this year. Of course, some of the weather has been windy and cold, so maybe this is the first chance for a lot of people to come out, but a great crowd on hand for the championship contest here. And the pitch from Decker there is low for a ball, so one ball, one strike here to Alex Alford of Afton. She has two RBIs and is 1-for-1 so far this afternoon. Decker again, the windup. The pitch is high. Good eye there from Alford of Afton. Two balls, one strike. Top of the fifth inning, Sydney leads 3-2. Trying to knock off the defending champions from last year, Afton. But Sydney is the top seed this year, going undefeated, 12-0. And a swing and a miss there by Alford. And now we'll have a 2-2 count here, top of the fifth inning. Alford, the first batter here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. And so the 2-2 pitch Ready here from Connor Decker. Decker steps to the rubber. And this one is low, just below the knees, and we'll have a full count here to Alford. So let's see how Decker decides to play this one. Wants to make sure she doesn't leave anything big and juicy over the plate that Alford could knock out of the park here to tie this game up as Sydney leads 3-2. And here's the pitch. This one is low, and Alford battles her way to a walk. Great job there for Afton. And now stepping to the plate will be Tanya Hatton, the pitcher, who has 4 strikeouts so far when she's been on the rubber here this afternoon for Afton. And now she has a runner on first base for the Lady Crimson Knights before they get back to the top of the order and Carly Conprops. So Hatton will step in. Top of the 5th inning, no outs. Runner on first here for Afton, and they'll go with a pinch runner over on first base as well. Looking for a little speed out here for the Lady Crimson Knights. It looks like Hatton will show bunt, and she will. Gets it right back to Decker, who throws over to first, and there's the first out. But Tori Lent is able to get sacrificed over to second base, and that tying run is in scoring position now. With one out, top of the 5th inning here for Afton, they trail 3-2. And one out with Carly Compros coming to the plate. After her will be Shikari Koss. So top of the order here for Afton. They trail 3-2, top of the 5th. And Compros will step in. Struck out her first time up and then was hit by a pitch on her second at bat. Pitch is a strike this time right down the middle. No balls, one strike with one out. Top of the 5th inning, Afton with a runner on second base. Compros stepping in. We'll see if Afton decides to go small ball here again, trying to advance the runner. And the pitch is outside for Decker. One ball and one strike now to the senior wearing number 2, Conprops. Decker taking her time here a little bit more in this later innings, making sure she gets the pitch that she wants. For Sydney, here's the windup. This one is high. So 2 balls and 1 strike here to Conprops. After Alex Alford drew a walk to start things off, a pinch runner came in for Afton, Tori Lent, and was able to get bunted over to second base. So the tying run is on second base here, top of the 5th inning. Pitch is a strike. I thought maybe that one was going to be a little outside to Conprops. And now a 2-2 count. And this is a big moment in the game. I know it's only top of the 5th, but a 7-inning game. Afton trying to crawl their way back in. Runner on second, and the 2-2 count here to Conprops. She swings and a miss there. Decker with a strikeout, and that will be her 7th of the day. Connor Decker with 7 strikeouts now. And so Shikari Koss will step in. 2 outs. Runner on second base. And Shikari Koss, the second baseman, the junior wearing number 6. Looking to get things going for the Lady Crimson Knights here of Afton, the defending MAC champion, the three seed this year with a record of 10-2. The MAC so competitive at the top this year between BG, Deposit, Sydney, and Afton. They ended up being the top 4 seeds. Sydney the 1 seed, Afton the 3 seed. Battling here for the MAC championship on Sydney's home field, and Sydney leading 3-2. And so here is Decker. Pitch to the outside, and Koss hanging tough. 2 balls and no strikes, a runner on second, but 2 outs. Afton looking to play smart here to advance the runners. And so Koss steps in. She's 0-for-2 on the day, technically, but her second hit was a sacrifice bunt, which helped Afton back in the 3rd inning. Swing and a miss here by Koss. And so 2 balls and 1 strike here to Shikari Koss. Good pitch to take there, but Decker with some good speed and movement on that last pitch. Decker the windup, Koss again, a swing and a miss, and now that brings up a 2-2 count. 2 outs, and Afton with a runner on second. Can they bring him in? Decker looking for her 8th strikeout and to get out of the top of the 5th inning. Decker waits and now winds up the pitch to the outside. Is called strike 3. So Afton strands a runner at second base. That'll do it for the top half of the 5th inning. Sydney still on top of Afton, 3-2 in the 2015 MAC Softball Championship game. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll take a quick break here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're set for the bottom of the fifth inning live here from Sydney High School, MAC championship for softball. And the score is 3-2, Sydney on top of Abden. And of course, our contest here today is brought to you by many of our special sponsors. Again, just want to say thank you to many of them here today. Of course, the newly remodeled Unadilla House in downtown Unadilla, stopped by for Mother's Day today. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center. Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney. NBT Bank, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin. Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. SFCU, the Egley Family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney and Video Entertainment Plus, again, located on Main Street in Sydney. And the Eaton and Griffith Law Office in downtown Sydney. So many of our special sponsors on board for our contest here today. And then tomorrow you're going to want to join us as well on CDO at 1 o'clock. We will have the MAC baseball semifinals, as we'll have Unitigo taking on Sydney. That's up in Oneonta at Damaski Field. The winner of that game will advance to the finals at 4 o'clock. And if Unitigo gets there or Sydney gets there, we will cover both of those teams. And they will play the winner of Deposit, who's battling with Hancock in the first game. So we'll have Sydney and Unitigo at 1, and we'll have the MAC baseball finals at 4 tomorrow on CDO and WCDOsports.com. So make sure to tune in for that. So bottom of the fifth inning here in the MAC softball championship live from Sydney. And Tanya Hatton back to the mound here, as Jolene Crom will step in for Sydney. One ball and no strikes here to Crom. And a strike right down the middle here brings up a 1-1 count. Hatton with four strikeouts on the day, as the senior pitcher looking to repeat as MAC champions here for Afton. If you know local softball, you know how well Afton has done over the years in Class C and Class D, always seeming to be in the state final four somehow. Pitch here from Afton and from Hatton is right down the middle. Two balls and two strikes here to Jolene Crom, the shortstop, the junior wearing number 25 here for Sydney. The 2-2 pitch from Hatton is to the outside, and now a full count. That one just got away a little bit from her there. So now a full count. Sydney leading 3-2 over Afton in the MAC championship game. Full count pitch to the outside, and Crom will walk. It's the second time tonight that she has been able to trot down to first base after a walk. So Jolene Crom, very consistent, got a hit her first time up, and then two walks here for Sydney. So bottom of the fifth inning, and Sydney with no outs as a runner on first. And now looking to bunt here for Sydney will be Jenna McDonald, but she'll foul this one off. With a runner on first base, that's Jolene Crom, and no outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Sydney leading Afton 3-2. Tanya Hatton on the rubber here as the sun begins to set over Sydney High School. Again, just a great night and a great crowd here for this MAC championship softball. Great to see the support. Here's Hatton with the pitch. It's to the inside, and Crom thought about running, has to dive back to first base. Boy, she was about halfway to second base, and then decided to turn back because Afton, I thought, had her dead to right, so she continued. So she turned back and was just able to sneak back in time with a head-first dive. But Sydney still being aggressive here in this 3-2 game. So McDonald is at the plate with a 1-1 count. fouls this one up and almost caught by the Afton catcher there coming out from behind the plate. That was Konprost. But it just tipped off her glove. And so now, one ball and two strikes. No outs. Crum is on first and Jenna McDonald at the plate. And McDonald will step in. Hatton the pitch. And right back to Hatton. Thought about going to second, instead goes to first and gets the easy out of McDonald. And Crum advances to second. So McDonald hits a little comebacker there to Hatton. She quickly turned and looked over to second base. I think she thought about it, but the easy play was right to first. And so that's the decision that she makes. Mackenzie Gravelin will step in now for Sydney with one out, bottom of the fifth inning, and Sydney leading 3-2 over Afton, the championship of the MAC conference here this afternoon. First pitch of the ball. One ball and no strikes. And Julian Crum, shortstop for Sydney, is sitting on second base with one out. Pitch from Hatton is to the outside. So two balls and no strikes. 3-2 contest here. Hatton looking to settle in. It's been a great pitching duel between Connor Decker of Sydney and Tanya Hatton here of Afton. This pitch low, and so three balls and no strikes to Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin will step in. We'll see if she sees a pitch to hit here. The windup right down the middle, and there's the slap of the leather there by the catcher. And it's a 3-1 count now. Good-looking pitch there from Hatton. So one out here, bottom of the fifth inning. And this one again fouled off. So Hatton has gone from a 3-0 count to getting Mackenzie Gravelin to a full count here. It was a good cut, though, by Gravelin. Saw the pitch, just couldn't get around in time. So this would be a big out here for Afton if they could get it. They have one down. The pitch from Hatton is inside, and wow, they're going to call that one strike three. Boy, Gravelin was ready to walk down to first, and the ump called her out looking. So that's two outs, and now a runner still on second here for Sydney. And now Taylor Butler will step into bat, and she'll tip this one off. It's a pop fly and caught there by the first baseman for Afton, making a nice play at Cassidy Phillips, and that'll do it for the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Sydney gets a runner on, but Afton gets out of trouble. We'll take a quick break as we'll come back for the sixth inning. It's 3-2 the score. Sydney on top of Afton in the 2015 MAC Championship game. We'll take a 30-second break. I'll be right back here on CDO.
The Egli family and the Egli Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egli Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egli Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egli Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Top of the sixth inning here live from Sydney High School. It's the MAC softball championship between top-seeded and undefeated Sydney and the three-seed but defending champion Afton Lady Crimson Knights, and it's 3-2. Now we're starting to get the crunch time here, as this is a seven-inning game, and we're in the top of the sixth, and Sydney leads 3-2. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. That service is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. 3-2 the score, and Afton trying to get the bats going. They've left a couple of runners on base the last few innings. Looking to change that up now against Connor Decker, who comes into the top of the sixth inning with eight strikeouts here for Afton. First pitch here from Decker, right down the middle and right back to Decker. A little comebacker, the throw to first. And out over on the first base side there is Cassidy Phillips for Afton. So Phillips with the out, and now Bailey Sherman will step in. So first pitch, right back to Decker, and she threw it to first. So one out here at the top of the sixth inning. Sydney leading 3-2. And so now Bailey Sherman, the third baseman wearing number 8, the senior, steps in. 3-2 contest. Here's the pitch from Decker, and this one is hit high. Constable chasing after it, couldn't quite get to it in time. The catcher there for Sydney, and so fouled off for a strike. No balls and one strike here to Bailey Sherman. One out, top of the sixth inning. Afton trailing Sydney 3-2. And again, a beautiful night for softball. And a great crowd on hand here to watch this MAC championship game. The buzz around town has been great for Sydney all year, being undefeated. Pitch from Decker is high and is called for a ball. One ball and one strike now against Bailey Sherman after she fouled off that first pitch. One out after that was Phillips, who grounded out for the first out of the inning. And now a long hit here to left field by Bailey Sherman, and that'll be in for a single. And Afton has a runner on. Bailey Sherman with a nice poke out into left field, connected with some good power, so one out, and Sherman stands on first. And now stepping in will be Amanda Greenwood with one out for Afton, and the tying run is on now for the Lady Crimson Knights. Greenwood, the right fielder, the sophomore, steps in, swing and a miss there on the first pitch from Connor Decker. Decker again with eight strikeouts so far here. Top of the sixth inning. Two innings to go here for this MAC softball championship. Again, thanks for joining us. Great to be here for this battle between traditional local power Afton and a new up-and-comer in town, Sydney. Pitch there from Decker is in for a strike. So no balls and two strikes here to Greenwood with a runner on first and one out here for Afton. Greenwood steps in as Decker hops onto the rubber. Here's the pitch right down the middle. Strike three. Ninth strikeout there for Decker. Sydney quickly throws over to first to try to pick off Sherman. Couldn't do it. And so two outs, a runner on first. We're back to the top of the order here for Afton with Carly Conprost. This is where Afton wants to be late in the game in terms of their batting order. They'll have Conprost coming up as well as Koss and Pelosi. So Conprost will step in here with two outs. Decker ready to deal, top of the sixth inning. It's 3-2. Sydney on top of Afton in the MAC championship softball game. Going for the bunt there. Off a little bit. So that'll be in for a strike. No balls and one strike. Decker steps up. Excuse me, this is actually Pelosi at the plate and not Conprost. So Pelosi is going to pop it up right back to Connor Decker as she tried to lay down the bunt, and Decker will catch that one to end the top half of the sixth inning. So excuse me there, Pelosi had stepped up to pinch hit there as Afton was trying to move a runner over from first base, but they can't do it. And so they leave another runner stranded, and that'll do it for the top half of the sixth inning. We'll take a break. Sydney leads 3-2. Getting to be crunch time here in the MAC Softball Championship game. We'll be right back on CDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Bottom of the sixth inning live from Sydney High School. It's the 2015 MAC Softball Championship between Sydney and Afton. Sydney leading on their home turf here, 3-2. I say home turf literally because of the new maroon turf infield here at Sydney. What a great sports complex. You know, we've been here all year between the new turf field for baseball and softball and, of course, football back in the fall. It's just a great place to come up and watch any sporting event here. So absolutely fantastic and a great place to host this MAC softball championship. So stepping in here for Sydney will be Taylor Butler, it looks like, to start things off. Actually, will be Haley Adams, excuse me, here for Sydney. Adams will step in for Sydney, and Tanya Hatton is still dealing here for Afton. Hatton with four strikeouts so far on the day. Five strikeouts. She got one in the last inning. And now a play down the line, but a foul ball here for Haley Adams, the junior wearing number 5, the third baseman. So this is the bottom of the sixth inning. If Afton can hold Sydney here, they'll have one more chance at the plate to try to get it done and get some runs back in. They got two back in the third inning from Alex Alford. And since then, Sydney has come up with the good defense and the good pitching to keep them at bay. One ball and two strikes here to Adams. And the pitch there from Hatton is high for a ball. So two balls and two strikes. Sydney trying to get some runs to cushion this lead. They lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And fouling this one off is Haley Adams. And so now, still two balls, two strikes here for Adams. Hatton steps in as the sun continues to set here in Sydney. And again, Adams is able to fight off a pitch that was just inside. Fouls it off into the backstop. And so Hatton trying to make this an easy inning on Afton so they can get back to the plate to try to tie it up. It's 3-2, bottom of the sixth inning. And here's a hit for Sydney, but this one again is foul for Haley Adams. Rolls down the line. Still 3-2. No outs here as Haley Adams, the first batter of the inning. The ball is high here. So now a full count here. Good eye by Haley Adams. And Hatton with the full count pitch set for Afton. Here it comes. And here is a walk for Haley Adams. Is that one I thought maybe was going to stay in the strike zone, but it just pops up and out. And now Lily Hinkley will step to the plate here. So no outs for Sydney, and Haley Adams is on. So Hinkley, wearing number 9, the freshman, steps in. And she'll look to bunt here, lays one down, and this one goes foul. And so Adams will have to go back to first base here. And Lily Hinkley will step back into the box here for Sydney. One ball and no strikes for Hinkley. Trying to advance this runner over. Will she try to bunt again? Yes, she will, but this one is foul. So a quick 0-2 count here on Lily Hinkley. With Sydney leading 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning, looking again to put some more runs on the board, is only leading by one. But a very tight game between these two. And now Hinkley, strike 3, catcher dropped the ball, but throws it over the first. And so the runner, Adams, will get to advance to second base. Hinkley had to run that one out. The throw to first wasn't time. So that will be one out here. But a runner on second base, Haley Adams, the junior, with Mackenzie Constable, the catcher, coming up to hit here against Tanya Hatton, who has 6 strikeouts so far on the day. First pitch was a ball, so 1 ball, no strikes here. Hatton still dealing, looking strong here for the Lady Crimson Knights. The windup is inside. This one is hit to the shortstop. And the ball will come in and the throw to first and out there. But the runner gets over to third for Haley Adams. Boy, that throw was just in time. It looked like Polizzi was going to be able to play, but instead the third baseman, Bailey Sherman, swooped in, threw it to first, got the out. I mean, it was just by a step. Constable almost beat it out, but the runner gets to third. So now 2 outs. Sydney with a runner on third and Haley Adams, and Kaylin Gravel, who had the biggest hit of the game, a triple, steps back up, fouls off the first pitch there from Hatton. That was really what got Sydney going, was Gravel's triple back in the third inning. And she just had that speed that I think most people might have got a double. She was able to stretch it to a triple. Runner on third. That's Haley Adams for Sydney. 2 outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch from Hatton of Afton is low and in the dirt. So that's 1 ball and 1 strike. And Hatton will look to deal here once again. Gravel looking to drive this run in. Boy, wouldn't that help Sydney to not just have a 1-run lead, but maybe more, heading into the final seventh inning. Pitch from Hatton is high. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Runner on third for Sydney. Sydney leading 3-2. Pitch coming from Hatton. This one right down the middle, and that's a strike. So 2-2, Hatton and Afton trying to hang on to get into the seventh inning here and only be down by 1. So a big pitch coming here for Afton. I think all Afton fans holding their breath. Here it is, right down the middle. Ball is high. So a full count now for Gravel. Runner on third for Sydney. They lead by 1, 3-2. And this is a big pitch here, probably the biggest one of the game. And here it is for Hatton, the windup, the pitch. Gravel throws it down the first baseline, and it's caught, and that'll do it for the inning. Great play by Cassidy Phillips to snag that one as it tried to jet up over her head. Boy, if that one gets in there, the run would have come in, and I'd say Gravel would have at least gotten a double on that one, but instead Afton gets out of it. So we'll take a break. Top of the seventh inning coming up. Sydney leads 3-2. Folks, you want drama? You got it. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we hit the top of the seventh inning. Now, if Sydney can get three outs, this will be it, and they will be the MAC champions. Afton trails 3-2, and they have the heart of the order coming up. So again, thank you to all our special sponsors for sponsoring this MAC softball special coverage here on CDO. Conan Frazier, Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in Sydney, SFCU, the Egley Family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Amphenol Corporation, Unadilla House in Unadilla, and Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney. And so here it is, Connor Decker with nine strikeouts, is three outs away from a MAC championship here for Sydney. I asked everybody I could, and no one could remember the last time Sydney had won a softball championship. This would certainly be huge here for the Lady Warriors. So a strike for the first pitch here from Connor Decker. And this is Sam Rogalski, who is batting now for Afton. No outs, top of the seventh inning. Sydney leads 3-2, three outs away. Rogalski fouls one off. And if you're an Afton fan here, got to get some runners on. Have to try to move him around. I think you have to be worried about that tying run first, getting a runner on, and then using some of that Afton small ball to move him around the bases. And Rogalski, the center fielder, the senior, trying to get on first. Pitch to Rogalski is to the outside. So it's one ball and two strikes here to Rogalski. Rogalski hanging tough here against Connor Decker, the junior, of course. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast. Went to Afton before transferring to Sydney. And now a strikeout here to Rogalski. So I think that one of those balls that was right on the edge, I thought it was a ball, was called a strike. And so Rogalski strikes out. So two outs away now for Sydney. My apologies. The strike zone has been tight today. And so now stepping in will be Alex Alford. And she had the two RBIs in this contest so far. She is one for two. Struck out her second time up. And she got the single the first time she was up that drove in two runs. So this could be huge. And she has that home run power. We'll see what Decker does with it here. First pitch, she tries to stay low. One ball here on the opening pitch to Alford. Sydney leads 3-2. Top of the last inning here, the seventh inning in the MAC Softball Championship. Sydney up by one. Pitch is high to Alford. So two balls and one strike. I wonder if Sydney strategically might put Alford on here to make sure she doesn't nail one over the fence. But we'll see. So far, Decker has stayed away from the strike zone on her. Decker to the rubber here. One out. Top of the seventh inning. That one right down the pipe. And a strike against Alford. So two balls and one strike. Decker taking her time. Knowing that Sydney is just two outs away from a championship here on a beautiful night at Sydney High School. This one again right down the middle. And it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Alford let another one go right by her. And so another big pitch here coming from Decker. I thought maybe she was going to try to stay away from Alford, but the last two pitches, she went right after her. Sydney leads 3-2. Top of the seventh inning. Here's the final inning. Decker gets Alford to pop right back to her, throws over to first, and there it is, two outs. And Afton is down to their last out, and Shakari Koss will step to the plate. Sydney leads 3-2. Top half of the seventh inning, Nate Law with you here on CDO. It's the MAC Championship 2015 edition. Afton, the defending champions, with Sydney as the one seed in this year's tournament. Connor Decker takes a deep breath, steps onto the rubber. The pitch here, a swing and a miss there from Koss. So no balls and one strike. As Decker again taking her time, knowing she might just be a couple pitches away from a championship for Sydney. This one right down in the pipe again, and a swing and a miss by Koss. And Decker is one pitch away here. There's two outs. And Sydney fans can feel it now. Nice crowd, and again, a beautiful night here at Sydney High School as the sun continues to set. Sydney leads 3-2. Here's the pitch from Decker. Down the middle is called strike three. And Sydney is your 2015 MAC softball champions. Boy, what a great game as the dugout clears and all the girls converging on head coach Mike Brzee. He has now won a MAC championship in all three seasons this year. Won one with golf in the fall. Of course, the boys MAC basketball championship in the winter, and now a girls softball championship here for head coach Mike Brzee. And a great job, and it ends on Connor Decker's 10th strikeout here of the afternoon. Boy, what a great game. Afton gets up 2-0, and Sydney's able to claw their way back. You could just see the talent on both sides. It wasn't one of those games that was going to run away or anything like that. It was just a game that was going to come down to great defense, good pitching, and some solid hits. And Sydney has just enough to get past Afton. So Sydney stays undefeated. Right now they're the fifth-ranked team in New York State in Class C. Afton is the third-ranked team in Class D. And this will certainly be tough because both these teams are going to have a little layoff until sectional play begins. Although if you want to check out Sydney, they are playing in the Sydney Federal Credit Union tournament tomorrow, which will be down in Bainbridge. The other teams in that will be BG, South Courtright, and Sherburne. So Sydney will have a couple of non-league games, but they will have a long layoff here before sectionals start in about a week and a half. Afton will have a couple of other games as well before they get ready for the Class D sectionals. And boy, if you look at the Class D sectional, folks, that's going to be tough, too. You're going to have Deposit, who's number one in the state, Afton, who's number three. You have Edmiston, who is from the Tri-Valley League. They're ranked 12th in the state right now at 11-1. And Roxbury is 11-0 from the Delaware League. They're ranked 17th. So if you're looking to get out and watch some softball coming up, of course, Afton will be in the Class D sectionals, and that, as I said, is going to be great. And you're going to want to watch Sydney, still undefeated. They'll be down in Bainbridge tomorrow playing in a tournament, and then they'll be off until sectionals. I know they're going to try to get a couple of scrimmages in, but certainly a great game here today as Sydney now being awarded the championship plaque from the MAC. Both teams shaking hands. Great sportsmanship displayed by both sides, and the whole team will come up to the pitcher's rubber here on the new turf field at Sydney to get the plaque, and they hold it up high for head coach Mike Brzee. If you want to join us again tomorrow, we'll be back at Oneonta's Damaski Field for the MAC baseball semifinals and then the finals as well. So our coverage will start at 1 o'clock when Unitigo faces off with Sydney, and we know that is a great local rivalry, that's for sure. And then the championship game will be at 4 o'clock, again at Damaski Field. Whoever gets to the finals, whether it be Sydney or Unitigo, will be there to cover it. So that's going to do it for our coverage here today of the 2015 MAC Softball Championship. Again, thank you to our special sponsors. Let's run through them one more time. Cohen and Fisher, builders of Unadilla and Franklin. Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in Sydney. Sydney Federal Credit Union. The Eggly Machine Company of Sydney. The Amphenol Corporation. Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney, Chambers, and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, NBT Bank, Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, the newly remodeled Unadilla House in Unadilla, and the Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center, and of course, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney. So Sydney wins the 2015 MAC Softball Championship 3-2, and again, a big thank you to everyone at WCDO. This was a special game that we were able to get on here today. I want to say thanks to Craig Stevens, Rob Ray, and Jim Tamayo back in the WCDO studios. Special thanks to our stat keeper here, Riley Howland, up at Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lowe. Again, thanks for joining us for the 2015 MAC Softball Championship. Sydney wins 3-2, and join us tomorrow for baseball on WCDO Sports.